Teachers in at least 30 counties across West Virginia participated in a walk-in demonstration this week, and teachers in all 55 counties wore red to show solidarity. A group of teachers from the various unions formed the West Virginia United Caucus after the teacher strike last year to help maintain the unity that was created during the 10-day walkout. The caucus organized what they called the State of Our Schools walk-in to precede Governor Jim Justice's State of the State address.
We're going to continue to fight for our children, the future of our state. We can't afford not to.
Jenny Craig is a special education teacher in Ohio County and a founder of the caucus. She said the goal of the walk-in was largely to draw attention to the mental health needs in schools throughout the state.
We are number one, highest in the nation for childhood poverty in children ages to six, and we are fourth highest in the nation of childhood poverty overall. We're also second highest in the nation of children being raised by their grandparents. And that's a direct result of the opioid crisis that is crippling our state.
Craig says there are still 700 teacher vacancies that need to be filled, but other positions are also critical.
We need more school counselors. We need more school psychologists. We need more school social workers.
Craig points to a West Virginia DHHR report that said the state needs 380 school counselors, 700 more social workers, and 320 school psychologists to cope with the ongoing opioid epidemic. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.